there's so many people, so many parents that are afraid that if they lead their kids in a strong way to be committed to the church, that their kids are going to resent it, that their kids aren't going to want to be serving in the church or part of that. Would you speak to what you're doing now and the influence that is and encouragement for people?
Sure. I think to tie in even what Pat just said about it being a generational thing and him being taken to church and serving with his parents, to them, their generation, then serving and me serving and being along consistently day in, day out. I don't attend New Life anymore. I attend a church in Southern Virginia with my husband. He just started in full-time ministry this past January. We have four kids. One of them is named Marge, so incidentally. But we're in church day in, day out. Our kids come with us to meetings. They are helping set up. Their favorite job is to go backstage and grab the speaker for youth. My husband and I work with our youth. So what I would encourage you all, and parents especially, is to work backwards. So the type of person I want my kids to be, that I try to speak over them, my husband and I named them very intentionally, and we speak of how their names can be used for God's glory, right? I have a warrior and a defender of the faith. They're going to be going to battle for people in prayer, like Erica was saying earlier. And I have to work backwards, right? So we worked backwards even from naming them, that this is who you're created to be. And we're bringing them to church now. We're not saying, you know, after wrestling season is over, if you don't know, all wrestling seasons are apparently on a Sunday morning, or tournaments are on Sunday mornings. We're not saying, you know, we'll go back to church after wrestling season or baseball or whatever. We're in church because what we've found, my husband and I, is that, and what's true, I think, for many, is those things aren't important after you graduate high school, if you play through high school, even if you play in college. Those things aren't the eternal things that matter. A life built on Jesus Christ, a life that that of service in Jesus's name, is what's important. And so I encourage parents specifically to work backwards. If you want an adult that serves, that does these little things, start early. My kids have been doing mobile church since they were born. Even before they could roll a speaker out, they're there. And, you know, you pack them a snack or whatever. I know you guys packed a peanut butter and jelly, and, you know, that's what Mayo ate. After second service, when you're tearing down and he's in a stroller, like, their kids are resilient. They take naps. It's fine. even if they don't, they are fine. And then as a youth pastor, teenagers, y'all are able to serve and y'all are able to get involved where you are. You're able to get involved in church on Sunday mornings, and you're able to live a life that shows the glory of God in your schools. We were talking this week about all of the teenagers that I had my dad driving to and from youth group and to and from church, and you know, I reached out to some of them this week just saying, hey, I was thinking about you, and I have a friend that reached back out and she said, I was just talking about New Life this morning. And so those little things, pulling the trailer, driving kids to youth group, but teenagers, like, your lives don't have to make an impact in 20 years, like, only. They can make an impact now. Yeah. So that's what I would encourage people with.
I don't know if you want to speak to this, but when we were talking earlier, you just talked about how you being able to be involved and serve when you were young and involved has made so much of a difference now, impacting you. I think it's powerful.
You want me to speak or not?
Sure.
Yeah, I was telling them when I was in third grade, and I have a third grader now, I helped with children's ministry because I was not a child also. and And just getting that responsibility and knowing that weight, I led worship for the first time ever at New Life. And just the small tasks of setting up communion or serving communion or, I mean, Lisa Jones encouraged and facilitated me helping plan events and things that you wouldn't necessarily think a teenager would be doing. But I would say my probably annoyance to my husband and all of my can do, like, let's do this thing, let's do this thing, comes from my foundation at New Life and always being like, yeah, you can do that thing. Yeah, let's do it. And just serving and running with ideas. So I'm very thankful for that. And it has impacted me now doing ministry.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.